That was Bite the Apple by Universal Temple of Divine Power, and they are one of the featured bands at the Motor Live at the Logger House, April 11th. The Logger House is located at 1254 Michigan Avenue. It's right around the corner from the new casinos. One thing, the owner, PJ, they've just, by the way, changed the name this week. If you check it out in the Metro Times in Real Detroit, you'll notice a little PJ in the graphic for Logger House. It did change hands last fall. New management has taken over, cleaned the place up, and is running the place shipshape. And at PJ's Logger House on April 11th, we're going to have Universal Temple of Divine Power, the Chettaclossan Revolution, and Charlie Don't Surf. This is a benefit that proceeds will go to support WHFR. We are independent, non-commercial radio that works. Whew. And that's going to be a good time for real good value, $5 for three bands, and they are three of the top bands in Detroit. It's going to be a rocking good night. Whew. On Tuesday, up in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Union Ballroom on the U of M campus, the Singles are going to be playing. They're scheduled to play between 8 and 9 o'clock, and they're going to be playing there. We're going to listen to something off a CD called Better Than Before. The song is called It Will Never Be the Same Again. And I need to remind you right now, it is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. It is 5 o'clock. We will be going live with the band in just a little bit. We've got some technical difficulties going on. And so in the meantime, we're going to listen to the Singles. And if you like what you hear, you can check them out on April Fool's Day up in Ann Arbor at the U of M Union Ballroom. We'll be right back. was The Singles, and that song was Never Going to Be the Same Again off the Better Than Before CD, and they're going to be up at the Michigan Union Ballroom April 1st. It's nice to have them back in town. They've been busy guys. Over the winter, they went and did a East Coast tour that included some television performances in New York City. Then they came back for a short time, and then they took off and went to Europe, where they did some traveling. I believe they were there about 8 weeks, came back into Detroit, did one or two little shows, and then they were off to the South by Southwest down in Austin, and they were there for a week, and now they're home. So they're not letting any dust collect under their feet. And if you like what you hear on that with Never Gonna Be the Same Again, you can check them out at the Union Hall Ballroom April 1st. Okay, coming up next, we got Howard Glazer and the EL34s. Got an email from Howard this morning saying he just learned he has been nominated for Outstanding Instrumental Artist in the Blues Division, as well as the Outstanding Blues Artist. And it's not too late to vote on the Detroit Music Awards. If you go to www.detroitmusicawards.com and register, anyone can get in and vote for their favorite bands, and there's several categories. They ask you not to just randomly vote. If you know people in a category, vote in it. If you don't know anybody in that category, just skip to the others. They've got jazz, they've got funk, they've got folk, they've got rock, they've got all kinds of music in there, blues, and it's, you know, really an honor to be nominated, and certainly, you know, it's, if you want to get your voice heard, register and vote. Again, that is the Detroit Music Awards. Howard Glazer is going to be playing Butcher's Inn on Wednesday night. Now, there's a little sadness behind the Butcher's Inn venue, because they were trying real hard for a couple of months to make a go of live music on the weekends, and they have pulled the plug. They're going to continue their Wednesday night jams, but the weekend music is going to be sporadic, if at all. So get down and support it when it's there, so that the owners know that there is a desire to have that venue. It's a great venue in Eastern Market. There's plenty of parking. It's an old, old building. It's a really classic look. It's a lot of fun to be inside there and or hang off the balcony upstairs. And so Howard Glazer is going to be there Wednesday night for the jam. We're going to listen to something off their CD, Liquor Store Legend, Take Me Baby. And if you like what you hear, you can vote for him on the Detroit Music Awards.
Take me all the way home. Take me, baby. Take me all the way home. I see the need you so badly. I need to see you alone. Come on, girl. Let's give it a chance. Come on, girl. Let's give it a chance. Let's get together. We can make some fine romance. Now shake it, baby. Shake it all night long. Shake it, baby. Shake it all night long. When we get together, we can't do it wrong. Thank you.
the baby. Take me all the way home. Take the baby. Take me all the way home. I need you so badly. I need to see you alone. Check it out. Check it out tonight. Check it out. Check it out tonight. I'm gonna hug you and kiss you, make you feel alright.
All right, Howard Glazer, Huggin' and Kissin', Take Me Baby. That's off a CD called Liquor Store Legends, and he's going to be at the Butcher's Inn Wednesday. We're having a little technical difficulty. This normally we would be going live by now, but we're going to try to continue telling you what's going on around town. Christy Howard is playing at the Gilda's Club on Friday night. We're going to listen to something off her CD, Party Girl, Living on the Edge of Sin.
Yeah.
I got a run-down car and a beat-up pair of sheets. I got 14 young kids, they're singing me the blues. I'm living, living by. Shiny car. I bet my last dollar I pushed my luck too far. I'm living, living mighty thin. Smoking on my sin, living on the edge of sin. My evil
That's Christy Howard, Living on the Edge of Sin, off her CD Party Girl, and she's going to be at the Gilda Club on Friday night. That is a benefit, I do believe. As you can tell, the band is queuing up in the background. We're going to play a little bit of music from Chet Clawson Revolution that was recorded live on the Motor Live Drive. This is an exclusive. He's going to be headlining the show over at the Logger House on April 11th. This was over a year ago. In fact, the interesting thing about this was it was a two-piece, guitar and drum. Their bass player wasn't able to make it that day. And since then, he has a new drummer and I believe a new bass player as well. And they have been burning up the city. And we're going to listen to Downtown Paranoid Blues by Chet Clawson Revolution, recorded over a year ago here on the station Making Waves. All right, that is Chet Clawson Revolution. We are real close to being ready with the Scrape. Soldiers of Scrape coming up live on the Motor Live Drive. In the meantime, we're going to play something from Charlie Don't Surf. They're going to be the opening band for the Logger House show. I don't know if we'll get to hear the whole thing, but we're going to listen to Sweating Like a Slave, and that's what we're doing here in the studio right now, believe me.
me sweating like a slave now. I'm underwater in a cage now. All I see are them growing, baby. And that red line's getting longer, honey. Take this city and run. Oh.
Okay, I'm bringing that down because the band is ready. That again is Charlie Don't Surf, and they are going to be the opening band for the Logger House Michigan or Motor Live at the Logger House April 11th. But we have live in the studio Soldiers of Scrape, and we're going to turn the mic over to Ethan, who's going to be telling you about introducing the band.
All right. How's everybody doing today at the Motor Live Drive at 5 here on WHFR.FM? We are the only station making waves, and in the house today at the Live Drive at 5, we have the band Soldiers of Scraped. How are you guys doing today? Sweet, sweet. That is what I like to hear. All right. Now, can we start off by just go ahead and learn a little bit about you guys? Can you go through and everyone say their name, what they play? It's show and tell time.
That's Mick on the vocals over here.
Bass on guitar.
Andy on drums.
Wayne putting the bass in your face.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I like to hear, a little bass in the face. That's what my brother says all the time. He plays bass.
It's good for the blood.
It's cute. It's real cute. All right, guys, we're starting a little late. Let's go ahead and get things going. What's the first song you guys got for us today?
First song is on our new record, and it's called Living the Life.
All right, let's hear it.
Lots of a population. Don't waste your precious life. Your precious life. We're all just busy living. Yeah. We're all just living a life. Living a life.
living! Living a lie. Annihilation.
That was Living the Life by Soldiers of Scrape. Very nice, guys. Very nice.
Thanks a lot, man. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on the show today. Good to have a little bit of metal in the house, something we're not too used to here at the Motor Show. So we like to keep it mixed up here.
Braving the snowstorm to bring the metal. We're here.
That yeah, it went from raining to snowing. I'm pretty sure it's going to hail. There's going to be a firestorm.
Yeah, it's not our fault, I swear.
I disagree. All right, so how long have you guys been together?
Well, in this incarnation, a little over a year and a half now. We started in 2005 as the Soldiers, emerging from our old band, Bowl Scraper. You might have heard of that band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we came around, man, 2005, and still kicking it live.
Not too bad. Not bad at all. All right, why don't you tell us a little bit about the next song you guys think about playing?
All right, this next song is on a new record as well, and it's about your rights, and you need to stand up for them if you want to keep them. It's called Inebriated Youth. to keep this thing rolling. This next song is the title track of our new record. It's called Shifting Gears. Make sure you get it.
Not a problem. That was pretty good. So you said that was the title track off the new album.
The actual title is called Operation Shifting Gears.
Ah, Operation Shifting Gears. All right.
The song is called Shifting Gears.
Should have looked at those
sooner. All right. Cool, cool. All right. Well, figured we'd maybe take a minute after you guys played that one. We'd maybe talk a little bit more. Maybe we should talk about how you recording that album.
We recorded down in Cleveland with Ben Schigel. He did Chimera and Walls of Jericho and Drowning Pool and Ricketts, and his band switched, and it was a great experience, man. He's a great guy. He did a great job for us, and it was our first experience really working with a full-time producer, and it was a great time for us, and we got a great record out of it. So
yeah, cool.
Bonus.
So look forward to, now that I got the full album in hand, before all I had was the EP that you guys released a little while ago, just
yes,
to get something out. So now we can go ahead and keep spinning that here for you guys.
Yeah, there's actually some songs on the full length that you'll be able to play with no FCC problems.
Yeah, that's definitely what I like to hear.
And speaking of one of those songs, I guess we're going to kick another one here.
Yeah, sounds great.
And this one is called Just a Moment, and it's about family and friends, which we consider our family as well.
Sweet, let's do it.
Hey!
Woo! All right. You want to... We could take a break. How are we looking on time here? I know we're running behind schedule already, so...
Time's looking all right. What do you guys say?
We got 20 minutes left. 20 minutes to go.
20 minutes to go, so
excellent.
We got plenty of time.
We're going to go for another song, and then we'll take a little break and talk to you again.
Yeah, sounds great. Let's do it.
This song's called Wet, and it's about everybody on the planet. That's the one thing that makes us all the same. We're all made of water.
Nice and wet.
I'm pretty wet after that.
Oh.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Sweaty. It's hot in here.
Yeah, of course. Spilled your water.
All right. Yes, I did spill my water, I believe.
Mick got a little too into it and started kicking stuff over again.
Hopefully I didn't ruin the CD vault.
It's okay. It's about an inch off the ground, so think a bottle of water will be safe.
All right. Well... We can take a break and talk about some if you want. Can hit you with two more songs. What do you want to do?
Let's chat for a few minutes. Now, I know you guys got some big shows coming up around the area and some big stuff planned out this summer. So why don't you tell us what you guys got planned out for the summer?
Well, the next Detroit shows that we have is Devil Driver at Harpo's, and that's April 4th. It's, next Friday?
Friday, April 4th.
Yes, next Friday at Harpo's with Devil Driver. It is their DVD shoot, so make sure you get down there and get your face on their film and say hi to us, too, and you can pick up a new record there as well. The one after that is at the Token Lounge, so make sure you get out and support local music. We got Battlecross, IDK, Sin Theorem, and As They Sleep mm-hmm. on that. And it's the first Metal City Party, which is a new promotion company in town, and they're here to help the bands. So I got to give them a little push ourselves. Metal City, they rock.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
And that's our next Detroit shows. We're out of town with Devil Driver on a couple. And we got a couple Kill Switch Engage shows down the line, but nothing here in Michigan. So keep your eyes on the website. We'll be back for sure.
All right.
What is the website?
You can go to MySpace, of course, and find us on there under Bowl Scraper still. It's under our old name still, but all the new stuff is there for you. As far as websites, you can go to soldiersofscrape.com, bowlscraper.com, bowlscraper.net, onevisionrecords.com, which is our label, One Vision Records. Got to thank those guys helping us out with everything we do.
Definitely.
And paying the bill, which is always awesome.
Absolutely.
So that's where they can come and find us. We got videos up there, songs, all the info. So anytime they want to come say hi, they're more than welcome.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely. A lot of people will probably be dropping by after hearing you guys today.
Hopefully they are. Yeah. Come say hi to me.
Come be our MySpace friend, please.
These guys are friend.
Yeah, they're good times. We hung out for like an hour. It's cool. We're like best friends now.
Yeah. Anytime.
I'm going on the road with them this summer. It's going to be sweet.
Anytime, brother.
The Devil Driver show is just $10, so that's an awesome deal for a bunch of great bands.
Really wish I wasn't busy that night.
And it is a DVD shoot, so if you get down there and pay your $10, you might end up on Devil Driver's DVD and get to show your face to the world.
You got
to
look real crazy in the pit, though.
Well, yeah, you know. Mohawks are acceptable, I'm sure, and face paint and all that good stuff.
Yeah, if you don't have the corpse paint, you're not getting in, actually. That's the stipulation for the $10 price.
I can't wear corpse paint because you never see it because of my hair anyway, so what's the point?
We get you a haircut. There's no excuse to never. There's no excuse for not wearing corpse paint.
Does Cousin It wear corpse paint?
I bet he does. I'd like to bet money he wears corpse paint under all that hair.
Probably a good bet.
I wear corpse paint to class every day. It's cool.
And that's why you got A's last month.
Yeah, this is true, because my teachers were afraid. It works out fairly well.
Submit and give me an A.
Or I will summon the demons.
Exactly. All right. Anything else you'd like to know? And
Let's do another tune.
All right. We're going to kick this next one. It's also on the new record, and you can hear the demo of it and see a demo video of it online. It's called Coming Down.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Whoa, that was a scary moment. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of scary moments here at WHFR.
All right, I think we got two more or one more?
Well, I think we basically have time for about one more.
Okay.
So, what are we going to do?
All right, this song's called Mountains.
All right, sounds good. Let's crank it up. All right, guys, it sounds pretty good. So, yeah, thank you guys for coming into the studio today.
WHFR, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was great having you guys in today. Now, remember, you guys can check out Soldiers of Scrape playing with Devil Driver at Harpo's next Friday night. So make sure you go to that, especially if you're a fan of metal. It's the show to be at, so you can make it on DVD. Hang out with pretty cool guys, so you guys will have a good time with them.
Most excellent.
And, yeah, make sure you're tuning in. We can play them a little bit more on the American Nightmare now that they finally gave me a disc. So, and you guys are always welcome to come into the American Nightmare Wednesdays from 4 to 6. If you ever want to drop by and hang out, you're more than welcome to come by.
Sounds good, brother.
So make sure you check them out, myspace.com. Bull Scraper, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yep. I'll link, if you guys go to myspace.com/AmericanNightmareMetal, these guys will be hanging out with my top friends coming up pretty soon, so you guys can find them that way too.
Excellent, man. That's great. Thanks again for having us, man. We had a great time.
Hey, anytime you guys want to come in, you guys are always welcome here at WHFR. Let's go ahead and say see you later to Soldiers of Scrape by doing one more right here on the Motor Show.
Okay, no problem. We were planning on doing another one. We thought we were going out, but we got plenty more. Which one you guys want to do? No. That ain't going to make it through the FCC, brother. You got to go to the website to listen to that one. All right. How about Blinded by Satan? We'll go for an old one.
I like the sound of Blinded by Satan.
This is off our first EP we did as Soldiers. It's called Blinded by Satan.
Let's do it.